Cultivating Level 5 Leadership. Not long ago, I shared the Level 5 finding with a gathering of senior executives. A woman who had recently become chief executive of her company raised her hand and said, "I believe what you say about the good to great leaders, but I'm disturbed because when I look in the mirror, I know that I'm not Level 5, not yet anyway. Part of the reason I got this job is because of my ego drives. Are you telling me that I can't make this a great company if I'm not Level 5? I don't know for certain that you absolutely must be a Level 5 leader to make your company great," I replied. "I will simply point back to the data. Of 1,435 companies that appeared on the Fortune 500 in our initial candidate list, only 11 made the very tough cut into our study. In those 11, all of them had Level 5 leadership in key positions, including the CEO, at the pivotal time of transition." She sat there, quiet for a moment. And you could tell everyone in the room was mentally urging her to ask the question. Finally, she said, "Can you learn to become Level 5? Summary: the two sides of Level 5 leadership. Professional will creates superb results, a clear catalyst in the transition from good to great. Demonstrates an unwavering resolve to do whatever must be done to produce the best long-term results, no matter how difficult. Sets the standard of building an enduring great company, will settle for nothing less. Looks in the mirror, not out the window, to apportion responsibility for poor results, never blaming other people, external factors, or bad luck. Personal humility. Demonstrates a compelling modesty, shunning public adulation, never boastful. Acts with quiet, calm determination, relies principally on inspired standards, not inspiring charisma, to motivate. Channels ambition into the company, not the self. Sets up successors for even greater success in the next generation. Looks out the window, not in the mirror, to apportion credit for the success of the company, to other people, external factors, and good luck. My hypothesis is that there are two categories of people, those who do not have the seed of Level 5 and those who do. The first category consists of people who could never in a million years bring themselves to subjugate their egoistic needs to the greater ambition of building something larger and more lasting than themselves. For these people, work will always be first and foremost about what they get: fame, fortune, adulation, power, whatever, not what they build, create, and contribute. The great irony is that the animus and personal ambition that often drive people to positions of power stand at odds with the humility required for Level 5 leadership. When you combine that irony with the fact that boards of directors frequently operate under the false belief that they need to hire a larger-than-life, egocentric leader to make an organization great, you can quickly see why Level 5 leaders rarely appear at the top of our institutions. The second category of people, and I suspect the larger group, consists of those who have the potential to evolve to Level 5. The capability resides within them, perhaps buried or ignored, but there nonetheless. And under the right circumstances, self-reflection, conscious personal development, a mentor, a great teacher, loving parents, a significant life experience, a Level 5 boss, or any number of other factors, they begin to develop.